The statewide wildfire response that's been operating at peak for more than a month is ramping down. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, wet weather over areas of the interior has calmed many fires.
Heavy rain showers have pelted areas of the interior over the last few days, a weather pattern that's replaced the hot, dry conditions that allowed numerous lightning-caused blazes to grow earlier in the month. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the shift in conditions in many areas has dampened fire activity enough to allow downsizing the suppression operation.
We have a massive demobilization program going on right now with all the resources we sent out to a lot of these fires are now in the process of going back. You know, hoses, equipment, all that goes to the warehouses and is refurbed. And we've got crews timing out and heading back to the lower 48.
Mowry says the peak force of over 3,000 firefighters has been cut in half, adding that Alaska-based crews are being prioritized for work. While many areas have received enough rain to stop fires, Mowry says that's not the case everywhere.
The farther north and west you go, the less rain there is. I mean, a lot of the activity right now is in that Hughes and Tanana area in northwest interior. There's still a lot of heat and a lot of fire activity there, and that stretches now over, you know, onto the Seward Peninsula and up into the NOATAC River Valley areas, you know, which is much farther west. And there's some fires that have started up there as a result of lightning here recently that we've deployed smoke jumpers on.
There are still 285 wildfires that are considered active in the state, with 19 of those staffed. Mowry cautions that even wildfires where activity has slowed substantially will continue to get attention.
A lot of these fires, they're still going to have people working on them potentially through the end of August or even later, depending on the weather.
Mowry says some of that work involves rehabilitating fire line, in some cases turning it into trails or access points. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.